Good morning. It's going to be a great day. Hope you guys are ready for the day. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the next 30 minutes as we get into the Word. A bit of encouragement. I want to be able to inspire you according to the Word in prayer. I have my hat on. I'll tell you why. See that little, call it little Laura. Because one of the ladies there, pastors at the church, gave me a candy. And that gave it to me. Ritz candy. Keep Ritz away from, not Ritz, Reese's Pieces away from me. Anyway, Reese's peanut butter cups, all those others I'm allergic to. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I have a great scripture for you. I can't wait to tell you about it. You get a chance, say hello. Say good morning on the bottom if you can. Let me know where you're watching from and put the city on there if you're watching from who knows where around the world or just down the block. Doesn't really matter. Just want to be able to hear you and get a chance to meet you. And also want to encourage those of you that are watching, that watch every single day, hit share and let others know. Become an online evangelist and let others know when the broadcast is on the air. Hey, I have this great scripture here. I'm going to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, 13. 13, 13. You can remember that, right? Proverbs 13, 13. Good morning, Marty. How are you? Good morning. Thank you for being with us today in the broadcast. Proverbs 13, 13. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. See, the one who despises the word of God, you become a debt to the word. You owe the word. But if you love it, that's what the word fear means, that you reverence the word. The commandment, you will be rewarded. There's a reward with every word that you read. Did you know that the Bible says in the book of Revelation that everybody who reads it receives a specific reward? Very, very important. Listen to this also in Psalms chapter 119, which may be an addition to what I'll be doing, reading from a Proverbs and a Psalms in the morning. Psalms 119, 88. It says, revive me according to thy loving kindness so that I may keep the testimony of thy mouth. So both of those work hand in hand. Revive me according to thy loving kindness so that I may keep the testimonies of thy mouth. The testimonies of God of his mouth is his word. Love his word. Get into his word. Understand his word. Spend your time getting to know God in his word. Someone asked me one time, hey, pastor, I've never heard the voice of God. It's a very good question. I never heard the voice of God. Never heard the audible voice of God. How can I hear the audible voice of God? Well, first, many have never heard. I heard the voice of God audibly one time in my entire life. The audible voice of God. I heard him in a dream when I was 12 years of age. And then when he confirmed the dream, I was 19 years old and he spoke to me audibly. It shocked me. It sent shivers down my spine. The presence and the power was so awesome. And if it wasn't for the conversation that we were having, I probably would not have heard his voice. He probably would have, I'd be just like you today saying, I haven't heard the voice of God, the audible voice of God. Someone asked me, what is it like? And my statement was, it's like being in the middle of a speaker. If you're, because you don't hear it from left or right. You don't hear it in front of you or behind you. You hear it from so many dimensions. You hear it on top of you, underneath you. It's here. It's inside out. It's outside in. It's all around the audible voice of God. And good morning, Annette. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning, Isaac. God bless you. I trust you guys are having a great, great day. I'm going to give you the testimony of when I heard the voice of God. I'll give you that testimony here in a minute. Uh-oh, no DM each other. You don't need to do that. Little message down there below. And so there's people that come on all over the world, and some of them are not kind profiles. I suggest you don't have a conversation with each other. Other than on the board, you can have a conversation with each other on the board. So those of you that are listening on King Jesus Television, I'm talking to the live broadcast. There's always conversations that go on the live broadcast, which are always, always so precious. So God bless you guys. Hey, so let me share with you when I heard the audible voice of God. So first I was 12 years old and the Lord gave me a dream. I didn't know it was the Lord at the time. I didn't know the Lord was going to give me a dream. I was just having a dream. I kind of knew it was a dream, and I was 12 years old. I'm walking down in the dream. I'm walking downtown, a city of San Benito. Wind blew me over, pushed me along the curb, a bunch of trash everywhere. And the wind became a vacuum and started sucking me up to heaven. As I'm going up, I felt this must be the rapture. I thought it was a rapture. Truly, I started worshiping God. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I could feel the wind on my face, like if it was real, that I even in my dream started thinking, am I dreaming? It's a funny dream when you start thinking, are you dreaming? And but I'm worshiping him. I figured, okay, maybe this is real. And I looked around. I didn't see anybody coming with me. Nobody coming with me to heaven. And then as I'm going up, I'm worshiping God. My first thought was, it's a little sad. Nobody's coming with me. But then my second thought was, oh, well, I'm going. And so I went ahead and I started worshiping God, and the Lord spoke to me in my dream. And he said, I cannot take you right now. I need you for my ministry. That's what he told me. He didn't need me for Clark Ortiz's ministry. He needed me for God's ministry. Very important statement. So I said, what's your ministry? And it was silence in heaven. When I looked up, there was a black cable stretched across the sky. And I knew that I was coming close to this black cable. It was going to hit me in the forehead. And it was going to bring me back to earth. So I kind of, when I got to the cable, I pitched my body to my left. It hit me on my right shoulder. And it brought me back down to earth. I landed back inside my house. And I woke up. And I knew that I was called by God to the ministry. And he needed me for his ministry. I went to my parents and I told them that. And my whole family knew just that day. The next day, I told them all, God gave me a dream that I'm called to the ministry. I'd been animated to the work of God from that day forward, all the way up to about 15 years of age, when I began to sin. And I was actively pursuing hell. And that's for another topic. I rededicated my life to the Lord at 19. I found myself in the city of Puerto Rico at 19 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I was building a TV station. And as I was building the TV station there, I just got finished putting it on the air. I'm in my apartment and I'm going through the paperwork of the equipment. As I'm going through the paperwork, I turn one page and I suddenly see that cable that was in my dream had markings and everything. And I remember in my dream, I had markings, because in my dream, when it hit me on the shoulder, I looked to my right and I can see the markings on my shoulder. And so when I saw this in the book, I opened it up. The Lord said, this is my ministry. And that was where I heard his audible voice. I was awake. I wasn't asleep. Matter of fact, I was in the bathroom and there was no way I was asleep. It wasn't hallucinating. It wasn't drinking. It wasn't on drugs. It was completely sober. I was just, sitting there looking through equipment paperwork. And he said, this is my ministry. And that cable, just The voice resonated inside my spirit. Every fiber is like every cell alive in my body was speaking at the same time. When I got out, I jumped in the car. It was late at night, but I didn't care. I drove all the way up to the island, up to the mountaintop on the island where the TV station was at, because I had to touch that cable. I had run that cable up the pole, up the antenna. It was the antenna line that goes from the transmitter to the antenna. And I wanted to feel those grooves that were on it. And I just wept and I wept and I wept. And I knew that I heard the voice of God. Without a doubt, I knew that I heard the voice of God. From that moment forward, everything about me had to do with television, had to do with doing what I'm doing right now, speaking to you. This is the ministry of God. This is his ministry to get the gospel out there. This is why we have King Jesus TV. This is why we acquire 35.5. This is why we stream broadcasting. This is why we go online. This is why we do all this. And we preach the gospel everywhere. And I'm trying to get everybody that I can to be on this medium of television, no matter how it gets distributed, because it is the ministry and the call of God that's on my life. And I want to see your life in there too. Good morning, Pastor Juan. Good morning, Rachel Cantu. Good morning, Rachel. God bless y'all. Thank you so much for being with me on the broadcast. So that was the only time that I ever heard the audible voice of God. Now, I've heard his voice in me. It resonates. Some may want to call it a thought or a mindset. You see, the consciousness of man, we are a conscious creature, and their consciousness means aware. You're aware that you're alive. And our awareness, we have thoughts and we have inclinations and impressions. All of these are in us. We have thoughts, inclinations, impressions. Those are inside us. And when you ask Jesus to come inside your life and you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God begins to release words, directions, directives, insights, revelations. He begins to speak these things in you. The Word of God in the Scriptures is defined as two different words. Number one is called the Greek word rhema. And the other one, logos. Those are two different words. Logos means spoken word, and rhema means imparted word. It's two different types of words. And when we're preaching at church, that's the logos word of God. It's the spoken word of God that's being spoken to you. But as the logos word of God is being spoken to you, then the Spirit of God impregnates you. That's the way I like to say it. He begins to implant. Bypasses your mind and he implants these thoughts, these revelations, these insights, and they become imparted inside you. Those become words of rhema. There's a revelation knowledge of God. It's insight. Good morning, Rachel. Good morning. God bless you. Yeah, the word in you, now God begins to speak to you. So when someone says, I want to hear the audible voice of God, let me say this, if I had to guess it, I've never at that time, 19 years of age, and I can't say that I've ever requested to hear the audible voice of God. I don't remember a single time in my entire life that I've ever said, I want to hear the audible voice of God. I don't think I've ever asked God for that. And probably because the time that I heard the audible voice of God, I felt like every fiber of my being was speaking, like every cell and molecule was a microphone and a speaker and an amplifier. And it was so loud and it was awe-striking and it was scary. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning. May God be with you. We pray Jesus's presence be upon you in Jesus' name, Jessica. So I don't ever ask, let me hear the audible voice of God. What I say is I just want to hear his voice in me. And he speaks to me. Now, I've had the impression, the deposited, the imparted word of God inside me. I've had that inside me. I've had God speak to me, and I've had to learn the difference between when it's me, when it's coffee talking, or when it's God speaking. I had to learn the difference between those, because there's some people that have great ideas. There's some people that have, overly expressed ideas, caffeinated ideas. Those are also sometimes alcoholic ideas. So people with alcohol, they have ideas when they're drinking, you know. Those are not good ideas. And then you have the God idea. And the God idea, how do you know the difference between them? Well, you have to have a relationship with God. My wife can call me on the phone from a stranger's phone, and I will recognize her voice without a doubt. My wife can put a voice effect on her sound and talk to me. And even though it won't sound like her voice, I will know the temperature and the nature of her speaking. And I would know it's my wife. My wife can write me a note, and I will know it's my wife because I know her handwriting. She could type it out on paper, and I'll know it's her because I know her. And I know her because of the time that we have spent together, our marriage, our life, spending time together, loving on each other, getting to know each other. All of this has come together, and it's built inside us, this relationship. I know the voice of God for the very same reason, because of the time that I spent with him. Good morning, Veronica. God bless you. That is a cute profile picture you got there. Funny, funny. God bless you. So before you can ever ask the Lord, you want the audible voice of God. You want to hear the audible voice of God. You better know what the impressions of God are, what the inclinations of God are, what the imparted word of God are, what the thoughts of God are, what the impressions of God. When you understand what all those things are of God, then maybe God will speak to you. And I like to put it like this. When God speaks to you audibly, it's because you weren't paying attention. That's the way I like to say it. You weren't paying attention to him, that he needed to get your attention even harder. And so what did he do? He had to get your attention, talk to you audibly. Why does he talk to more people like that? I don't know. The audible voice of God. God speaks to you. He speaks to you through his word. This is the first place the word of God will ever be heard from, is in your Bible. When you read this Bible, when you get into this word and you spend your time with God, you will hear God. You will know it's God. You will have no doubt that it's God. You'll visualize God. You'll feel God's presence. You'll be with God, and he'll be with you, and he's going to walk you through. Father, how do I fix my car? Father, how do I fix my marriage? How do I fix my life? How do I get a job? How do I increase income? How do I raise my children? How do I get my body healed? This is a book of how-tos. God, help me. I call it God's manual for life. He gave us this for life. When we get to heaven, we don't need this Bible. I don't need this book when we get to heaven. I don't need to have this when I get there, but I need it here. This is his word. He's speaking to me right now. He's talking to you this very moment. He's talking to you. He's telling you about who you are, what you need, what's your future. Everything's all, it's all right here. It's all right here. I mean, everybody has gone and opened up the book one day, and then, you know, they needed to hear a word. They open up, they read the word and say, oh my God, that was just for me. God just spoke to me. Yeah. Well, how about doing it on purpose? How about doing it every day? How about getting into it every day and spend your time in the word every day? You're going to hear the voice of God every single day, every single day. Sometimes people go to Chinese restaurants, they can't wait for the fortune cookie, but you don't spend time in the word of God. Sometimes people take the fortune cookies, the little fortunes, they put it in their wallet, their purses, put it together with their money, and you don't get into the word. Come on, let's get into the word. Let's spend some time with God. God wants to spend some time with you. He wants to talk to you, and he wants to share his love with you, his grace with you. So let's go before God right now. Let's ask him to be with us. Amen, Diane. God bless you. Good morning, Diane. Good morning. All right, let's go before God. Let's ask him to be with us, and let's set the pace for today. Amen? All right, let's go. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray for peace in Jerusalem, and I ask you to be with them in Israel, that there be peace between the warring factors that are taking place. And Father, I pray right now for my friends, and I ask you to be with them. And you say in your word that we should take on the full armor of God, that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. And so, Lord, we take on the full armor of God. We take upon your truth of your word. And we shod our feet with the peace of your word. We take on the breastplate of righteousness for your name's sake. We lift up we put the helmet of salvation on our head. And we are saved by the blood of Jesus. We lift up the shield of faith that we can quench the fiery darts of every attack that may come our way, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we lift up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, and we cut the devil down to size, and we use your word to advance into the kingdom and to do the things that you desire for us to do. And Father, we pray always with all manner of prayer. We pray for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. We pray for the president. We pray for every senator and congressman, every mayor, city official, teacher, all those that are working, all service workers, Father, and essential workers, Father, I pray that you give them wisdom. You protect them. You guide them. And I pray for my friend, that they have your word inside them and that they are covered by your precious blood and that your angels surround them and encamp around all about them. And Father, I pray that you bless them right now. I speak prosperity over them. I speak prosperity over them, their hands, that they shall prosper everywhere that they go. We speak healing in their hands and their body. We speak joy in their life. We speak greatness and deliverance over them, and that they'll be able to do all that you have desired for them to do. Father, we just thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus. You bring them home safely. Allow them to get back home, be safe, enjoy their family, be able to enjoy their loved ones. Father, we give you praise for this right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, come on, let me hear from you. Say amen down below. Let me know. Diane, God bless you. Thank you for praying with us. Good morning. Mighty, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning, Veronica. Amen, Veronica. Rachel, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, Pastor Juan, if you're still there, God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to put this one on here just for a minute. Tammy Kristen, just want to let her know, whenever you see a post like this on any of my live broadcasts and it says direct message me, don't do it. Don't ever direct message anybody, especially if you don't know who they are. You can direct message your friends and your family members, but strangers, don't direct message them. Let them message you if they want to. You could talk to them if they want to. But a lot of times what happens there, Tammy, just in case you don't know this, you might not. You may not. I don't know. But it's important for you to know that that is one of the easiest ways people lose their Facebook accounts. They lose their items of security. What happens is that sometimes these strangers, the profile pictures are not actually who they are. And the strangers, they try to make contact with you, get to know who you are. And then they ask you to do them a favor because, you know, you're so kind. And they say, hey, I just got locked out of a certain account. I got a code that's going to be sent to you. Can you give me that code? And all they've done is that they're hacking your account, and your Facebook account is going to send a code to you. So that way it'll identify that it is truly you. And when you give them your code, you're going to lose your account forever. You'll never get your account back. And that happened to my brother. And he lost his entire account. He just thought he was being nice and kind and helping somebody out. And instead, it was someone viciously stealing his account. And then he started putting on his Facebook, taking advantage. The hacker started taking advantage of all my brother's friends, started putting on there, I'm moving. Would you consider buying this? And then they put a bunch of pictures of all this stuff of where he was moving, things my brothers never owned before. All this was just a lie from the hacker. And then people say, oh, I get to buy a $2,000 oven for $200. Yeah, send me, they'll say, send me $200 and I'll save it for you. I'll hold it for you. It's just a lie. It's not a real person. Everybody thinks my brother stole from him and all that. But all it was is that my brother did a kind act, thinking he was doing a kind act. Instead, he was being taken advantage of by a hacker. And so I want to caution every one of you to be very, very cautious of who you talk to online and make sure that you are wise with your conversations. Oh my gosh, Jaime, God bless you. Jaime, I pray that your blessings, that God's blessings be upon you. It's always good to see you here this morning. I know it's more chillier where you are than where I am, but I know God's with you. God bless you, Jaime. You be good. Marty, God bless you. Rachel, God bless you. Nancy, God bless you, Nancy. Good to see you here this morning. Heck. Hector De La Garza. God bless you, Hector. God bless you. So good to have you here. And then Ned all the way from North Texas. Bitter cold up there. I know it is right now. And Diane, God bless you guys. You guys are such a blessing. Let's see what we got here. Yes, it is Rosenberg, Texas. That's right. Big shout out to Rosenberg. Hey, I got a little story about Rosenberg. My father and I applied for 187 radio stations all over the nation. And one of the stations that we acquired was Rosenberg, Texas. And we got blessed with a radio station in Rosenberg. We don't own it anymore, but we did have it. And it's what happens when you don't have enough workers with you to help you. So you sell it. You just got to do what you got to do. And so, but Rosenberg's, every time I hear Rosenberg, I think of now, especially now, seeing how Rosenberg has boomed and the blessings of God over there. It would be so good. Mike, how are you, Mike? God bless you. Good to see you here, buddy. God bless you. You love the stories? I got a million of them. I have a friend that already gone home to be with the Lord, but he would ask me, he said, Pastor, why don't you put all your stories in a book? It's so encouraging. I got like a million of them. And someone asked me, why do you have all those stories? I said, because the Lord called me to be a preacher and he had to give me something to say. So he put me through problems. He put me through problems so that way I could use the word of God to get out of the problem. And I end up with a great story. That's all I can guess it is, really. That's what God has done. It has since I was gone for 2 years, and man, it's grown. That's right, my brother. It has grown. We passed through Rosenberg. We were there with my in-laws, my brother and sister-in-love. I don't call them in-laws. I call them in-loves. And for Thanksgiving, it was so good. We'll be up in Dallas, Texas for Christmas, and going to enjoy the family. And right after the Christmas play on Sunday morning. So you guys, speaking of the Christmas play, I want you guys just to put on your calendar, December 24th, come on over to Center Church for a beautiful presentation. The presentation is going to be about 30 minutes long. You're going to enjoy it. It's a whole play with an intermission and a dance, and there's going to be singing, and there's going to be plays. And I got the big screen started going up yesterday, and we'll have it up by Friday in Jesus' name. And we'll be able to use the screens and everything. It's going to be so awesome. All right, my friends, I love you guys so much. I prayed for you. I encouraged you. I preached. I gave you the scriptures. What else is there? That's right. I'll do it next time, brother. I'll hit you up over there at Sugarland. Next time I go, definitely we'll go get a cup of coffee. I'm going to hug your neck. Tell you we love you and we miss you, my brother. We do. And somebody says, how do you know a person so for such a short amount of time, but you love them automatically? That's the power of the kingdom of God. It does that to you. It does that to you inside your heart. Inside your heart, it does that. So go to church. Don't forget, come to church on Wednesday night tonight at 7 o'clock. Wherever you are, go find a church to go to. If you need a church, come on over to Center Church. If you don't have a church and you're too far to come to Center Church, you can watch us online right here. Same Dove channel, same Dove time. That's what I call it. All right, my friends, I love you guys greatly. Let me get ready to put a little announcement on the promise fulfilled. Hey, remember something. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Go take on the day. God bless you. Thank you.